This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A late-stage study of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine has paused while the company investigates whether a study participant's unexplained illness is related to the shot. The company said in a statement Monday that the illness, accidents, and other so-called adverse effects are expected part of large clinical studies. Its physicians and a safety monitoring panel will try to determine what might have caused the illness. The pause is at least the second such safety precaution among several vaccines that have reached large-scale final test in the U.S. final stage testing of the vaccine. For example, AstraZeneca and Oxford University remains on hold in the U.S., although it has restarted elsewhere. U.S. Senate Republicans appear to have enough votes to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. We get more from AP Sagar Magani.
With the election weeks away,
this shouldn't be Donald Trump's judge. It should be yours.
Amy Klobuchar is among those arguing the choice of a new justice should wait until after the election. On day one of her hearings, Democrats also said Barrett's selection will jeopardize health care, saying it's clear she was chosen to help conservatives overturn the law known as Obamacare. Republican John Kennedy flashed back to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, which he called a freak show, saying the nation won't again fall for a high court pick character assassination.
The American people are not morons.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor says the president has tested negative for COVID-19 on consecutive days as Mr. Trump traveled to Florida for his first campaign rally since being diagnosed with the disease earlier in the month. In a memo released Monday by the White House, Dr. Sean Conley said that Mr. Trump was tested using a newer rapid coronavirus test from Abbott Laboratories. He did not say when Mr. Trump was tested. Conley said the negative test, along with other clinical and laboratory data, indicate a lack of detectable viral replication. He also repeated an assessment that he gave over the weekend that Mr. Trump is no longer infectious to others. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against a strategy of pursuing herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic, calling the idea unethical. At a news conference in Geneva Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should try to achieve immunity through vaccination, not through exposing people to the virus. In his explanation, Ghebreyesus referred to herd immunity, which happens when a population is protected from a viral outbreak because of a threshold level of immunity that has been reached in the society. The WHO estimates that about 10% of the world has contacted the coronavirus. It is not yet known about what percentage rate of infection is needed to achieve herd immunity. Microsoft goes to court in an attempt to disrupt the major cybercrime digital network. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Microsoft has taken legal action in an attempt to take down a major cybercrime digital network that uses more than 1 million zombie computers to loot bank accounts and spread ransomware. Microsoft says it obtained a federal court order in Virginia last week by arguing the crime network that uses an infrastructure known as TrickBot is abusing its trademark. Microsoft thus hopes to persuade internet providers to take down the botnet servers. On Friday, the Washington Post reported the U.S. Military Cyber Command launched direct attacks against TrickBot last month, but the effort was unsuccessful. I'm Mike Grossia.
Authorities in Belarus said Monday that they detained 713 people during mass protests a day earlier against the re-election of the country's leader in a disputed election. It is the harshest crackdown in weeks on demonstrators. The Interior Ministry reported that out of those detained Sunday, 570 of them were still in custody awaiting a court hearing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.